Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. On Harmonia this week, we'll hear music from the CDM label, founded in 2002 by Carlos Magraner. Created in order to record performances of his Spanish ensemble, Capella de Ministres, the series has been quite prolific. Travel with us this week to Valencia, Spain, as we listen to songs, laments, and instrumental works from the Middle Ages. We'll also listen to a new release of Handel's opera Fernando by Il Complesso Barocco.
Sì, mi do già e mi dà l'ira in sì grande. Ai padre buoni
A scene from Handel's opera Fernando, as performed by Il Complesso Barocco under the direction of Alan Curtis. The CDM label was created specifically to record the Spanish ensemble Capella de Ministres by its director, Carlos Magraner. Among the wide expanse of repertoire it's recorded, the Capella has focused on presenting a new face to music of the Middle Ages. Songs of the musician poets, the Trobadors, from the medieval Iberian Peninsula are next. They are performed by the Capella de Ministres under the direction of Carlos Magraner. Iberian troubadour songs were performed by the Capella de Ministreres on the CDM label. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're sampling medieval music from the CDM label. Medieval dances from the 13th and 14th centuries were the subject for the recording entitled Lamento de Tristano, Medieval Estampi. Spanish, French, and Italian dances with an Arabo-Andalusian flavor were given intense readings by the Capella de Ministreres. Two medieval estampes are performed here by the Capella de Ministreres, directed by Carlos Magraner. ¶¶ We heard music of the 13th and 14th centuries, a couple of dances called estampes, performed by the Capella di Ministreres. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. On Harmonia this week, we're sampling medieval music from the CDM label with the Capella de Ministreres. A drama is recreated every August in Alicante, Spain, at the Church of Santa Maria in Elche. Said to have originated in the 15th century, the Elche mystery play has been reconstructed on two separate releases by the Capella de Ministreres. The first CD, called La Vespera, or The Evening, coincides with the first day of the drama. Here's music of La Vespera from the Elche Mystery Play. A Trista Vida Corporal is performed by the Capella de Ministreres. Music from the Elche Mystery Play was performed by the Capella de Ministres on the CDM label. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're sampling music from the Elche Mystery Play with the Capella de Ministres on the CDM label. A second CD called La Festa, or The Festivity, focuses on the second day of the play's recreation. This recording in particular exhibits the amalgam of styles in which the music has come down to us. Here are a few pieces from La Festa performed by the Capella de Ministres.
Thank you.
We've been listening to music of the Elche Mystery Play performed by the Capella de Ministres from a CD on the CDM label. Our new release of the week features a lesser-known opera by George Frederick Handel. Directed by Alan Curtis, the opera Fernando was recently recorded by Il Complesso Barocco. Here's an aria performed by Lawrence Zazzo in the title role of Handel's Fernando. countertenor Lawrence Zazzo in a recent release of Handel's Fernando by Il Complesso Barocco under the direction of Alan Curtis. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and comes from Indiana University. More information can be found at harmonia.indiana.edu. Additional resources come from the Early Music Institute and the Thomas Binkley Archive of Early Music Recordings at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. Technical support for Harmonia comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy the Harmonia podcast and WFIU's Ether Game musical mini-quiz, available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Special thanks to WFIU studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Harmonia's executive producer is Christina Kuzmich, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.